I've never been any good at goodbyes. They're awkward at best, or they're too sad to contemplate. So instead, as I hang up my headphones today, I'd prefer to say thank you. Thank you to my family, who put up with my working on their days off and who loved me unconditionally. Thank you to my colleagues, the producers who sometimes put the show together on a wing and a prayer, the editors who shoved me out of my comfort zone, the reporters who risked their lives and never minded an early morning call to appear on the program, and to all those whose names you never hear on the air, from the executive suite to the loading dock. Thank you to the station managers who kept the faith, and to anyone who ever had to work on Sundays with me. Thank you to everyone I've had the pleasure to interview, those who revealed themselves in ways I could not have imagined, those who taught me something new, even those who were stingy with their answers to my questions. And a final thank you to you, those of you who have been with me from the beginning and who just joined us, those who have been sending cards and letters to say what our Sunday mornings have meant to them, to those who weren't afraid to tell me what I did wrong, and those who were generous with their praise. So instead of goodbye, I'll end with the words of Dame Vera Lynn. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. It has been my pleasure. I'm Leanne Hansen.